What does it take to step into the shoes of the King of Pop? So we've explored the performer, but what about the person behind the tribute? From life at home to unforgettable experiences on tour, I asked Ben what it's really like carrying Michael Jackson's legacy to audiences around the world. Here's what he had to say. Does your wife ever call you Michael?
No, never. She knows me totally like this. She's under no illusions. She even says that it's quite strange when she watches me on stage sometimes, because it's like it isn't her, you know, it's not me. But then, of course, like I explain, I kind of break character in bits and pieces. So you do see parts of me sneak in there.
You just came back from China. And when you do tour, are there unexpected emotions that come from the audience that you say to yourself, wow, I really have to continue this mood, or I'm Michael, or I'm Ben? Who are you thinking when that happens to you?
I mean, China was an interesting experience for me. I think myself, as a Michael Jackson fan, I've kind of gone through quite an emotional transition in the last few months, because I went into the film really not knowing what to expect. I had to wait 4 days to see the film because I was doing shows. So it came out on a show day and I couldn't get to see it until I got home. I went with pretty much my entire family and it was just mind-blowing. I came out of the cinema and burst into tears, and I then spent, I think, pretty much the rest of the day crying. I just couldn't believe how well they had portrayed him. And it just took me back. It took me, you know, it transcended me back to a time before the press took hold of the narrative and told you who Michael Jackson was. You know, it took me back to a time I was like, oh my God, I knew this Michael Jackson. You know, when I was a kid, this was who we believed Michael Jackson was before all of the controversy and everything. So I think that was a massive transportation for me. I went, and especially seeing the reaction to the film and how much money it's earned at the box office and the fans' review of it, the general public's review of it. I think it made me think like, oh my God, there is this huge, I think sometimes as fans, we sit there and think we're the only person in the world that cares about this man's legacy. And I think when something like that film happens, you all of a sudden go, oh my God, no, there's others like me out there that don't listen to the controversy, that do think, oh my God, you know, he was what he was, which I think the film portrays perfectly. So then to go from that to touring somewhere like China, which is completely different to the UK, you know, in the UK, I'd say you probably get a sort of 70-30 split of theatre goers, which is your bigger percentage, and then you get a small percentage of mad fans of Michael Jackson that you can look at in the audience and you can spot them straight away because they're in costumes or t-shirts, or they're just, you know, their faces are lighting up when I know I'm doing something that is meant to be there to make their face light up. And then to go to China, that, I mean, at one point there was one show that we did where half of the audience went to the back of the room for a photograph behind their banner at the end of the night. And their banner was like the Guangzhou Michael Jackson fan club. So half of the audience was a Michael Jackson fan club from that city. And that went for 99% of the audience. They were mad fans. Wow. They started screaming the moment that the lights came up. And even before that, even when the band walked out, it was like pandemonium in there. You know, the security didn't know what to do. We were specifically told, bear in mind, in mainland China, they're very shy people. They'll probably just sit and watch. And the promoter admitted at the end that he was blown away by the reaction. He couldn't believe it. And it was amazing. And to go from sort of experiencing the film and having the feelings I had about that to then experiencing China straight after, it was just such an emotional roller coaster for me, and a connection back to the fan community that I just didn't feel like I had before that, you know.
After all these years of performing as Michael Jackson, do you fundamentally feel that you know him?
I feel very, very emotionally attached to Michael Jackson. I mean, I felt that before. I felt it when he died, you know, it was like a family member dying. And that was felt throughout my family, really, because we're all so connected to him, because it didn't just start with me. My older brother was a fan. My mum was a fan. You know, it goes back. When we were in Tunisia, this holiday that we booked very last minute, 4 days just to spend some time in the sun and relax after the China tour. On the last night in our all-inclusive hotel, of all the places we could have booked, it was a Michael Jackson show on the line. And I just feel like sometimes I'm just exactly where I was meant to be, you know? And going from 8 years old, I saw Michael Jackson live on the Dangerous Tour. Going from that to this and feeling the but still as passionate and not bored and as enthusiastic as I am now. I feel like I'm exactly where I was meant to be. And I don't know what that means, but I don't care. It's what I want to do with my life. And I want to do it as long as I can and as best I can.
You'll be very busy because the second part of the movie is coming out very shortly, I think sometime next year. So you will be booked.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a crazy few years, I think. I already am noticing, just walking around my own town, that people drive past me and they're blaring Michael Jackson out of their cars. I think there is this huge Michael mania going on at the moment. And I think that could last for several years after the films are released.
Well, I don't think it's going to even be several. I think it's going to be decades because he passed away quite a while ago and his legend has never dissipated. I know that you're coming to the Assembly Hall this month. Everyone is looking forward to it. Is there anything that we should look forward to differently?
I always look forward to coming back and performing in Kent. I live in Deal. I grew up on the Isle of Sheppey, so I'm Kent born and bred. So it's always nice to do these local ones, because often people come up to me in the meet and greet after and say, "Oh, I knew you when," you know. I've had teachers come up to me, old school friends, you know, lots and lots of people over the years that I haven't seen for years come and see the show. So I enjoy being local. And as for what people can expect, we've done what most tribute shows do, and we've taken our favorite parts of the Michael Jackson world tours, of which there were three, and we've created that as well as doing our own thing musically in between and weaving that in, as well as throwing in some songs that he didn't do live so that they can be reimagined. It's a big celebration of Michael Jackson, and it always has been. From my perspective, my mission statement was always to remind people what we love about Michael Jackson, which was the magic. And if that's what I can give in my own way, then that's the mission statement.
Well, ahead of the show, thank you for bringing the magic to Tumford Twelves. And thank you very much for your time, Ben.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
If you're heading over to the Assembly Hall Theater in Tumford Twelves on the 26th of June, expect more than just hits. Watch for the attention to detail, the iconic moves, and the movements that transport audiences back to the height of Michael mania, which, by the way, I believe will be forever. Ben and his band promises to bring celebrating the music, energy, and the magic of Michael Jackson. For West Kent Radio, I'm Mona Chenet. Thanks for listening.